Magan, St. Helena, California, April 6, 1902. Dear Brother Magan, this morning I received the second letter you have lately written me. The first of these letters was a wonderful statement of success. Yesterday morning I read in the Review and Herald an account of what has been accomplished in the recent effort to sell object lessons. I am very much pleased with what has been done. We must do all we possibly can to press the battle to the gates. The Lord knew just the best way to help us out of our difficulty in regard to the debt on the schools. The schoolwork is to me a part of myself, and I am greatly encouraged by the success of the plan to relieve our schools from debt. My heart is made glad in the Lord as I hear of the money brought in by the sale of object lessons. The sale of this book is the Lord's own plan, and His blessing is attending the efforts made to carry out this plan. I have already seen much more accomplished than I expected to see. I hope that no one who can engage in this work will excuse himself and so lose the blessing that there is in it. This is the means the Lord has ordained for uniting the hearts of His people to one another by the same link that unites them to Himself as His co-workers. We are laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. These words seem so appropriate to the work now being done. Many of the servants of Christ, although constantly reminded, seem to forget that they are stewards of their Lord's goods. I have been shown that many of those who claim to be the children of God have become rusty from inaction, and the Lord in His providence has given them something to do, and in thus doing has opened the way for them to help others to become acquainted with the truth. God has given His people a work to do that will bring about a great and grand result. In getting up out of the easy chair of self-satisfaction and going forth to give the light of truth to their fellow men, God's people will learn an excellent lesson. By selling object lessons, they are doing a twofold work, helping to lift the debt from our schools and at the same time giving the most precious light to those who really need it. There are many, many souls that the Lord Jesus desires to save, and He asks for cooperation in this work. These souls cost Him an infinite price. Let the question come home to us. Are we willing to be workers together with God? Are we willing to go to people outside the faith and plant in their hearts the precious seeds of truth? The work being done with object lessons is a good beginning to the work the Lord desires to see carried forward by His people, because it calls for sacrifices and gifts, and because it enables all to act a part. This is a work in which old and young can engage. The Lord's plan has opened the way for all to do something. This is a work that is to be a blessing to all who engage in it. The more you do of this work, the less weary and the less perplexed you will be. As you go forth to sell the book the Lord has declared should be sold, you will realize that to you is spoken the benediction. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. The Lord comes near the workers, and angels go before them. The work of selling the book is to accomplish double and triple good in different lines. Many more will buy the book when they are told of the object for which it is being sold, than if it were being sold for the ordinary purpose. Those who purchase the book feel that they are doing something to advance a good cause. The work is done with such earnestness that it appeals to their hearts. It is a lesson to them, and although many are not of our faith, they appreciate the effort that is being made. They are impressed with the earnestness of the workers. They realize that what they are doing is commended by the Lord, who blesses every good work. Light shines into their hearts. To many, the conviction of the Spirit of God will come through the seed sown by this unselfish work done for the Master. The saving of many precious souls will be the result of the work done in canvassing for object lessons. Under the divine guidance, go forward with your work, and, as you go, trust in the Lord for aid. Remember that when with thankful hearts you do the very best you can, you are closely allied to the angels of God. They go before you. There is sympathy and union between divine and human agencies. As you seek to become acquainted with those who have no knowledge of the truth, as you strive to speak words in season, remember that you are God's helping hand and that he will teach you to speak words that will cause light to shine into darkened minds. Doors will open for the work of soul saving. Enter into conversation with the people. Become familiar with their experience, and from the book you are selling, read passages that will help them. Take with you into the homes of the people the sunshine of heaven. Outside of the truth of heaven, there is little enough of this sunshine now in the world. Never forget in whose company you are. Say, in thought, in word, in attitude, I will be a blessing to those I meet. I will let my light shine forth. Speak and act to the glory of God. See by faith an angelic host all around you. Believe that the Lord Jesus is by your side, and that His excellent glory enfolds you, that He is pouring upon you the refreshing showers of His grace. Many who enter Christ's service at the 11th hour will labor with great earnestness in their appointed work. They will appreciate the great truths of the Word of God, and will bring these truths into the daily experience. I have never seen so good an opportunity for all who will work to give spiritual help to their neighbors and to strangers as is presented in the work of selling Christ's object lessons. Let all who know the truth engage in this work in the meekness of Christ and in the love of God, striving to communicate the light of truth. When you are called upon to defend a point of faith, do this in the meekness of wisdom, speaking the truth in love. The servant of God must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of that truth. 2 Timothy 2, verse 24-25. While the workers may be strong in the faith, they are never to show any self-assertion. They are ever to reveal the meekness and gentleness of Jesus. Before angels and men, such workers bear testimony to the power of the truth. They make a favorable impression on the minds of those for whom they work. Let the workers remember that their spirit and their actions have a great influence on the minds of those they meet. Let them feel their dependence on God. It is only when we place ourselves in His hands, to be worked by His Spirit, that He can use us to break the power of the enemy over souls. Ever remember that to those with whom you become acquainted in this work, you are to speak of the love of the Savior, who, though He was rich, yet for our sakes became poor, that the fallen human race might have the opportunity and privilege of becoming rich. He left His honor, His glory, His royal robe and kingly crown, and clothed His divinity with humanity, that humanity might touch humanity, and divinity lay hold upon almighty power. Thus He made it possible for us to be clothed with the robe of His righteousness. Let us follow where He leads the way, denying self and taking up the cross. As we share His humiliation in this life, partaking with Him of His suffering, we are preparing to share in His glory in the future life, if we hold the beginning of our confidence firm unto the end. We are to unite in doing Christ's medical missionary work, seeking with all our power to represent Him to all with whom we come in contact, as one who can and will save to the uttermost all who come to Him confessing their sins. In this work we are to use all our capabilities, all our powers. As John declared Christ, so we are to declare Him. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. John 1, verse 29. John's message is to be our message. Christ gave Himself to a life of lowliness, privation, and poverty, that He might know how to reach every suffering, afflicted sinner. In all our afflictions He was afflicted. He was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53, verse 5. In all things it behooved Him, the commander of the heavenly host, to be made like unto His brethren, that He might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of His people. For in that He Himself hath suffered being tempted, He is able to succor them that are tempted. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 2, verse 17, 18, 4, 14 to 16. In Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Ephesians 2, verse 13 to 22. With heart and soul and voice, I praise God for these words. How can we better serve the Master than by using his precious words to bring help and assurance and blessing to those who are worried and troubled and confused? You hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Verses 1 to 10. The Lord desires his workers to become familiar with these words, which are so full of meaning. Our own souls must be filled with the love of Christ. Then, when an opportunity offers, we can give expression to his love, speaking a word in season to those that are weary. We may fear that it is a word out of season, but let us do our best and trust in God, leaving with him the results. We are to sow the seeds of truth beside all waters. I say these things because I feel the force of them. My soul is uplifted as I contemplate the rich grace in store for those who are laborers together with God. Oh, how I long to present Christ in all his fullness to those who are in the darkness of error. No one need be hopeless. No one need sink into discouragement. The very highest incentives are presented to us to lead us to form characters that God can approve. Wherefore, seeing ye also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. No chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruits of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Hebrews 12, verse 1, 2, 11 to 15. That he might sanctify the people with his own blood, Jesus suffered without the camp, bearing the reproach. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13, verse 12 to 15, 20, 21.